We had a submission from a group in Monastraden who have come together to develop community facilities, and you know, I certainly felt that it was very important to support it, because the group have acquired a piece of ground that's suitable to develop community facilities, but it hadn't been zoned for community development. So there was a submission in, and we put a motion into it, which I asked to be supported for the reasons that we need to develop community facilities in Monastraden for the community. There's a national school there, and it's fairly heavily populated, the village and the surrounding areas. And nowadays we're looking at where everyone has playgrounds, everyone has community centres. Why shouldn't Monastraden have that? And they absolutely deserve it. As I said before, there's a good group there now, and we're going to work with them, and we're going to chase grants and chase funding to develop this piece of ground. So, look, the mood was positive in the chamber towards this, so I was delighted with that.
And it's about giving these kind of areas just a chance that they're not being left behind, they're not being neglected or being forgotten about, isn't it?
Absolutely. That's what us rural councillors are really about, you know, is protecting the rural area and making those places appealing to live in as well, appealing for young families. We want to see couples come into these rural towns and villages. We want to see them living there, raising their children there, which is keeping our schools open, which is keeping our supermarkets in our towns and villages, you know, which is keeping our pubs and our restaurants, and, you know, keeping our teams, our soccer teams, all our club teams, and keeping numbers there for them as well. And that's very important to us that come from all these areas. So that's really where it all starts. You need to be making these places appealing for people to want to come and live and raise their children there.